Good morning, everyone. I thought that this week, reading Sefer Shemot, Parshat Shemot, with the story of Shifra and Pua and the midwives perpetuating the Jewish people, saving the Jewish people from Paro's decree of infanticide, that it would be a good week to pass over the Parsha according to Chana and give her the opportunity to share some words of Torah on this this beautiful and crucial story to Jewish history.
Hi everyone, good morning. So when Paro asks the midwives to commit infanticide and to kill all the boys immediately after they are born, the pasuk 17 Yud Zayin says Vatirena hamiyaldot et Elokim, that the midwives feared God. The lo asu kasher diber alehen melech Mitzrayim. They didn't do like Paro told them to. Vatechayena et hayeladim, and they let the children, the boys, live. So what's very interesting here is that this is the first time that anyone is described as vatir ena hamialdot, as fearing God actively. The verb version of fearing God. Previously, Avraham is described as yarei Elokim, someone who is God fearing. So what's the significance of this new phrase, feared God? They're fearing God, and therefore they disobey Paro. Well, Paro is very difficult to disobey. What they're being asked to do here presumably holds a punishment of death or something terrible if they don't follow Paro's commandment. So it's this fear of God, this moral courage, that actually gives them the strength that motivates them to not listen to Paro, to not just ignore him, but to actively disobey him and to actively fight to keep the boys alive. The Rashi explains that the words "vatechayena et hayeladim" doesn't just mean that they let them live, but that they enabled them to live. They nurtured them. They did more than they would ordinarily do in reaction to Paro's commandment. And so this fear of God gives them strength to act in defiance, to act heroically, morally, in response to this tyrant's edict. Their fear of God is greater than their fear of Paro's punishment, and that's what motivates them to act. So the pasuk is very, very significant when it says, Vatirena hamiyaldot et ha'elokim. And as a consequence of their tremendous moral courage, the Torah records Vayehi ki yer'u hamiyaldot et ha'elokim, that when the midwives feared God, because of that, Vaya'as lahem batim, he made houses for them. So Chazal explain that these houses were represent leadership. They represent the houses of Kohanim and of Levium. And the reason why this is such an appropriate reward for their moral courage is because they showed leadership at a time when it was sorely needed for the future of the Jewish nation. That moral courage actually surpassed, according to the Midrash, it surpassed that of Amram, who the Midrash records to be the Gadol Hador, the leader of the generation of the Jews in Mitzrayim at this time. Amram, the father of Moshe, the wife of Yocheved, the mother of Miriam and Aaron, his response to this is to divorce Yocheved, to decide to no longer even risk having any children at all, lest it be a boy that must be killed. And his daughter Miriam rebukes him and tells him that why should he take the chance of life away from any child at all? Why not at least see and try to have the children and see what happens, see if it's a girl, see if it's a boy? And in fact, Miriam and Yocheved, Chazal tell us, are actually Shifra and Pua. Miriam and Yocheved, Amram's wife and his daughter, are the midwives who have the moral courage to stand up to Paro and to not be cowed by this terrifying edict. And this leadership, in the face of understandable concern and fear on behalf of the Gadol Hador of Amram and presumably of many other people is what is necessary to perpetuate the Jewish nation. And it would make sense, therefore, that they would be rewarded with the leadership of the houses of Kohanim and of Levim. For these are the groups of people who will carry on the ritual leadership, the Torah teaching, and in general, just the culture of fear of God and observance that will maintain the Jewish nation and help us grow into the greater nation that we become. We can all look toward Miriam and Yocheved as role models for how we should be serving God ourselves and the moral courage that we can display and we can put into place when we find ourselves faced with moments that require moral courage. Have a great day and a great Shabbos.